One of the usual criticisms of governments and politicians is that they're all words and no action. So it was a bit of a novelty this week to be under fire, not for lack of action on the environment, but for not talking about it more. So I'm pleased my speech this week has helped push green issues up the political agenda, and of course that was the intention. But we have a record on the environment that we can be proud of and that sits starkly at odds with claims that this government doesn't care about it. On the issues, big and small, national and global, we've made real progress. We're leading, for example, through John Prescott in the international drive to convince countries to take the threat of climate change seriously. And to show we mean what we say, Britain is ahead of our international obligations for cutting greenhouse gases. Nationally, too, for instance, we've set tough targets to improve air quality, limit building on greenfield sites, and have expanded the Green Belt. Locally, we want to give much-needed extra protection for wildlife and wildlife sites and have designated two new national parks. So there is a substantial amount of progress that's been made. But of course, we haven't satisfied everyone, and they are absolutely right that there is plenty more to do. What I was trying to say in my speech this week was that the time is right now for a new coalition to help us achieve more and achieve it more quickly. We need a partnership that encompasses government, business, the green movement, and the public, not always agreeing, but with common aims and a better understanding of what each group has to contribute to improving our environment. Because we've known for years about the enormous threat of climate change or the creeping loss of our countryside or the costs of congestion. But action to overcome these challenges was not helped in the past by a lack of trust and understanding between people. On the one hand, for example, some people believed that business and industry who produced some of the most obvious pollution were simply the enemy. On the other, some businesses believed they should seek to maximize profits come what may. So it was presented as a series of choices: a cleaner environment or higher growth, saving the planet or saving jobs, affordable housing or protection for our landscape. Now, of course, there are points of conflict, but fundamentally, these are false choices. Just as it was, for instance, a false choice to have to decide between a more prosperous country or a more just one, between cracking down on criminals or tackling the underlying causes of crime, between taking a leading role in Europe or standing up for Britain, in government, we've shown these are false choices. We've shown that the or can be replaced by the and. So in relation to the environment, this choice is also false. Now, for example, the New Deal is about building social justice and a healthy economy. 200,000 extra young people in work delivers both. We're dealing firmly with crime and tackling the underlying causes of crime, such as drug addiction. On Europe, we're taking a leading role and winning for Britain, such as the great deal we won on regional funding. So what I was saying in respect to the environment this week is that that also offers a good way forward, the best way forward. New cleaner technologies can reduce pollution and provide new jobs and export opportunities for British companies. Cutting out waste helps the environment, and it makes companies more efficient and therefore better able to compete internationally. And more building on brownfield sites safeguards the countryside, and of course it also helps revive our cities. So there will still be hard choices, and we won't duck those, but there are also situations which can be a win-win for the environment and the public interest. We must look for the many chances, therefore, to protect and enhance our environment whilst also gaining social and economic benefit. So just as the environmental movement has much to offer in keeping our eye on the challenges we face, so businesses too can offer some of the innovations and technologies and solutions we need. And that's why a partnership is so important. So I'm not saying there still won't be calls for the government to do much more and to say that we should go far further. I'm not saying either that there won't be difficult and hard choices in respect of some of these key issues of the environment. But I'm also saying that if we can get the right partnership between the green movement, the government, business, and the public, then we can make much more progress, make it more quickly, and benefit both our economy and the quality of life that we want to pass on to the next generation.